Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Islam in South and Southeast Asia. I am your host, Roma speaking. In today's podcast, we will be talking about the fascinating and often overlooked history of Tawaifs. From the Mughal Empire to British colonial rule, and then the aftermath of independence, the role of Tawaifs in shaping India's culture and political landscape is more significant than we often realize. Who were the Tawaifs? Simply put, Tawaifs were courtesans, women who were skilled in music, dance, and poetry. They were often seen as entertainers, but their role in society went beyond that. In fact, during the Mughal Empire, these women held an influential status as they were deeply embedded in the cultural fabric of the empire. They were the epitome of refinement, with their expertise in arts making them revered figures in elite Mughal courts. In Mughal India, the Tawaifs were not just performers. They were intellectuals, patrons of the arts, and even played a role in political affairs. Many Tawaifs were involved in royal courts, where they interacted with powerful men, and their performance often became the centerpieces of courtly life. These women were at the heart of cultural and intellectual movements. During the height of Mughal influence, the Mughal elite, including emperors and aristocrats, valued Tawaifs for their ability to bring prestige to the court. However, the situation started to shift with the arrival of the British in India. During British rule, the Tawaifs faced significant changes. The British colonial agenda did not align with the Mughal traditions that had given Tawaifs their status. The British sought to impose their Victorian ideals and began to regulate and stigmatize the lives of courtesans. Many Tawaifs, who had once been regarded as symbols of sophistication and grace, found themselves marginalized as colonial rulers pushed for a more respectable society. Their cultural influence began to wane, as the British policies and social reforms created a divide between the Tawaifs and the elite. But here's where things got really interesting. While the colonial period saw a decline in the formal power and prestige of Tawaifs, their role as a witness to the changing political landscape of India made them significant players in the independence movement. You might be surprised to learn that many of the Tawaifs were part of the large social and political upheaval during the struggle for independence. Some courtesans became involved in revolutionary movements, using their social networks and cultural influence to support freedom fighters. Others used their platforms to critique colonialism and highlight the changing status of women in India. Their songs and performances were not just about entertainment. They were also a way to communicate messages of resistance, resilience, and change. One of the central aspects of the Tawaifs' involvement in India's independence was their ability to move through different social strata. They were often in contact with both the British and Indian elite, making them important witnesses to the transformation of the political scene. This unique position allowed them to influence public opinion and contribute to the nationalist sentiment in their own way, even if it wasn't always in a direct or overt manner. But post-independence, especially after the partition of India in 1947, the status of Tawaifs took a sharp decline. The new national identity and the rise of conservative social values meant that the once celebrated courtesans became increasingly marginalized. The colonial legacy, mixed with new moral codes, created a stigmatization of the Tawaif community. Their traditional roles in society were erased, and many women who had once been admired for their arts and intellects were now pushed into poverty or obscurity. After independence, the social and cultural landscape of India changed dramatically. The Tawaifs, whose art and intellect had contributed to shaping India's artistic and political heritage, became largely forgotten in the national narrative. This marginalization reflected the broader exclusion of women from the mainstream historical discourse and their contributions, mainly in the context of Indian independence, were overlooked. But make no mistake, the Tawaifs were part of the fabric that helped shape the struggle for India's freedom. As we reflect on the history of the Tuwais, we can't ignore their resilience. They navigated complex social-political landscapes and remained central to cultural life, even as their rules transformed under different regimes. From the Mughal period to British colonialism and through post-independence India, the Tuwais have been key figures in the intersection of art, politics, and identity. Their lives challenge our understanding of power, class, and gender. What does the story of the Tuwais tell us about the intersection of art, politics, and identity in times of great change? And with that thought-provoking question, I would like to thank you for listening to today's episode of Islam in Southeast Asia. The story of the Tuwais is the reminder that history is often written by the powerful, but it is also shaped by those who, despite being marginalized, leave an incredible mark on the course of events. See you next time.